Specialty Crop News, brought to you today by the Almond Board of California. Find them online at almonds.com. The Almond Board is reminding growers of the importance of post-harvest irrigation. Ken Shackle, a professor of pomology and plant and water relations at UC Davis, says now is not the time to stop irrigating.
Maybe growers think that when the nuts are on the tree, that's when they need to irrigate, and that once the nuts are off, they don't have to irrigate. And as far as the nuts are concerned, they're right, but as far as next year's crop, they're wrong. Because towards the end of nut development in sort of July, August time is when the flowers are developing for next year. And that kind of keeps going until about October, depends on the variety. So there's a lot going on in the tree at that time. And if they just cut the water off, then the trees can go into pretty severe stress, lose a lot of leaves, and lose their ability to develop the flowers for next year, and you'll have a lot lower flowering for next year, and also even of the flowers that do bloom, there'll be a lot less scent.
Shackle says these last few weeks of summer are very important for next year's crop.
It depends on variety, but during that sort of July, August time, September time, that's when the buds are differentiating and getting ready to sort of be flowers for next year. Because in the springtime, when you see the flowers come out, they're pretty much fully formed already by the time the trees go into dormancy in winter. They just basically pop out. That's why they can pop out so quick in the spring, is because they're pretty much fully formed.
He says it's key to watch how much stress the trees are in at the time.
If the trees are sort of in the 20 to 30 bar range at that time, that's moderate stress. And it may not affect the next year's crop too much.
For more on almond irrigation, you can head to almonds.com/growers. I'm Sabrina Hill for AgNetWest.com.